You wanted racist, you got racist.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the White Power Hour.
Once you go black, you go running back.
Now, here are them good old boys, Ricky.
Do you like Asians?
Ew.
And Gray and Wizard Julian.
Why does every time somebody describes themselves as a black male, it sounds like a crime to me? Once you go black, you dial 911 to get your wallet back. Wake up, America. If you vote for anybody on the left in the 2010 elections, we will lose America.
I don't care what they say. Them boys ain't queer.
Why has it got to be black?
You know why.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Thursday, September 30th.
2010.
How'd you like that?
Well, that was different.
That was a little fancy, wasn't
it? That was a little fancy there, y'all.
Real fancy. Let me log off Facebook here because I'm getting noises and I can't deal with that.
Yeah, well, don't be playing games and Facebook on the face page and the
MyBook.
My Twitter and the and all that.
Oh, it's been a while since we recorded.
We need your full undivided attention.
And that means you listeners too.
Well,
because apparently we're not getting it because we have no fucking feedback again. But we do have two more reviews on iTunes though.
Oh, that's lovely.
And they're one stars.
Yeah, right.
No. They're five stars.
Well, excellent.
Because we're awesome. Oh, man. And I was going to write, because I was looking through other countries and I saw some reviews from other countries and we had new reviews. So we'll do that on the next show.
Oh, you didn't write down what countries it was.
Well, it's on paper in my room.
But
I'll just do that on Sunday when we have our live show from 3 to 4 at pride48.com.
Sunday, our live show from 3 to 4 p.m. on pride48.com.
Remember to be there. We want to see a lot of people there. So if you're not there, you will die. Yeah, die.
Die.
Not D-Y-E. You won't die.
Like, you won't become a blonde.
No.
You will die, as in Tony Curtis.
Oh,
too soon.
Womp womp. Poor Jamie. Isn't that Jamie Lee Curtis's dad?
It is.
Womp womp. How old is she? Like 93? Shit.
Well, she's doing Activia commercials, right? So if that gives you an idea.
I saw somebody on Twitter go, what did he do? Eat some bad Activia? Rootsies. So I just finished recording on the show with My Honey Wears Plaid. It's his last show ever. Can you believe it?
That is really sad that one of our podfathers is pod fading. So, and I hate to see him go, and I hate that he's giving this up, but right. I understand.
Well, he said he'll be on other shows. I mean, he'll come back, you know, be on other people's shows. But I just have a feeling that since we're so much of attention whores, because we talk about weight loss
and begging for money,
uh-huh, that we will be the last podcast standing.
Well, as long as we can beat Big Fatty's 3,000 episodes.
Right. 3,000. Which we have to say, I want to talk about that. Big Fatty was saying how we hadn't contacted him, which we haven't. And I'm really bad about contacting other shows, so I shouldn't be really bitchy about people not contacting us. But we'll talk about Big Fatty because we just love to do that. That should be the third thing we talk about. Big Fatty, begging for money,
and weight loss. Weight.
But although Big Fatty and losing weight in the same... That's kind of oxymoron.
Doesn't
right?
that cancel each other out?
Pretty much. So we'll just talk about begging for money then.
Okay.
But we do need to give Big Fatty a call because he always has my mama calling in.
I know. So. He's the prod behind your mother calling.
Yes, he is.
He's the reason she calls in.
He's the reason for the season. And that doesn't mean Jesus. Ooh, it's too soon to be talking about that.
Oh, God.
Because there's Christmas shit out already. And it's not even Halloween.
I just went to Walmart. I know, my first mistake. But I had to pick up a few items.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the big section of Halloween stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, they had a witch, and she was an ugly witch, but she was holding, like, in one hand, it looked like a Bible. And I'm like, what? Was she a dead Jehovah's Witness? I even took a picture and sent it to Connor.
You did. You should have tweeted it. Maybe it was a Quran.
Maybe I should have set it on fire.
Foul Monkeys Podcast sets Quran on fire. No, that would never happen.
Story at 11.
Right. 11, 11:15, 11:45, 12, 12:30, 1.
Well, while I was at Walmart, I finished.
You mean Walmart's?
Walmart. I finished my shopping, pay for my items, head back out to the car. You know how I am about parking my car.
Oh, God. Who parked too close to your car?
I don't park my car next to anybody because I don't want any dings or scratches or dents or anything else on my car. So I park way the fuck away from everybody else. So when I come back out, there's this beat up, ragged out ass Mercury Grand Marquis with the fucking back window with tape on it. And this old lady putting some shit in the back.
In the trunk?
No, in the back. She had the back door open and was putting shit in the back seat. So I'm like, So it was, she was over on my driver's side. So I unlocked the passenger side and put my stuff in. And hoping that she would hear me. And then I see her cart. Right up close to the front fender of my car. I'm like, that bitch better watch that fucking cart because I will ram that shit between her and that goddamn Grand Marquis. So she still, I didn't realize this at the time, but she still had not seen me at this point. So she gets done loading, closes her door, and takes the cart and just wheels it up in front of my car. Well, at this point, she sees me. And you know how I get these looks on my face.
Like, bitch, you better roll that cart where it's supposed to be.
And she said, oh, I guess you're going to get up, want to go out that way. I'll just move this. And she pushed that goddamn cart on down the parking lot.
She sure did, didn't she? Because Joan.
I did not have to say a word.
Did you have Joan's face when she's pulling the hangers on the thing? And she went,
yes. How dare she?
How dare her come first next of to all, that one? Oh, God.
First of all, why does she think she needs to park that piece of shit up next to my car? There's a whole goddamn parking lot. There's a ghetto into the Walmart she could have parked at. But no, she's got to park right up next to me. And not even in the middle of her space, over on the side of the space close to my car. I was about ready to cut her.
Well, was she like old or like?
She was probably late 50s old. Not decrepit old, but.
Because you won't cut a decrepit old bitch. Yes, you will. Actually, you will.
No, I would. I'd put that bitch in the passenger seat, strap her in, drive to the nearest nursing home, drive up front, and honk the horn. Oh. She's here! She's here! Medicaid wing, please!
Overmodulate. I wish we could do video of this sometimes because your face is awesome when you did that. I mean, really, when is your face not awesome? But, you know.
Yeah, I know. And just think, most people don't get to see it in the most awesomeness of all.
Like Connor and your O face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so... yeah, see, I don't care about that for my car. I'm just like, whatever.
Well,
even if I would never have a nice car because I'm not a person that values like cars. So,
I mean, you're just like, whatever. It's a car, it drives.
Right.
But I'm like, really.
It's my second house.
I'm really particular and really anal about that and really.
Anal.
Joan.
You said anal.
Joan. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're so Joan.
I know.
You should go as Joan Crawford for Halloween. You could totally do it. And your eyebrows are light enough that we could do like paint them on and make them like really tall. Like some people we know. Not saying any names. Just saying.
I could pull off the craziness of Joan.
You do. What do you mean you do?
Yeah, what am I saying? Pull off. I am the craziness of Joan.
You're like the reincarnation of her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like Christina.
Tina?
Ugly and I have an awful wig.
Bring me the axe. Me and Connor watched that movie. Uh-huh. And she said that part, and I threw my hand up and mouthed the words to it. His mouth just dropped open. He's like,
because you're that dramatic and good.
I know.
My favorite part in the whole movie, she's in sitting in the bathroom. She's like, Jesus Christ. Yes.
Well,
which in the TV version, they cut that out.
The wire hangers part. Yeah. Yeah. That's the end of that scene. Yeah.
Well, and that's probably a fourth thing we talk about is Joan Crawford a lot.
Well, our craziness, mental illnesses,
mine, the lack thereof, yours. Well,
the overabundance of.
Yes.
Okay.
So I went to the little gay bar last week. And I'm
by little, you mean the size of this room?
Yeah. You know, our living room where we podcast.
Oh yeah. That one.
Number two, ding. So I'm in the bar and I'm talking with Nick and everybody and Russ and all them boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I look, I'm like, oh, who's that guy? He's cute, but he must be straight. So, and that was back like the back bar, not the Tiki Hut, but
okay,
you know,
yeah.
So. I have to walk back there because I think who was that? I don't know. Someone was back there that I wanted to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him and I walked up to him like, hey, how are you doing? He's like, hey, how are you? What's your name again? When I said Ricky, he's like, oh, yeah, we had USF classes together and da 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 da. Well, he was a straight guy, but he was there with his wife. But not so straight.
Oh,
I never did anything, but we talked about it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was hoping that maybe
he'd want to try it out that night.
Yeah. Without his wife, because he's fucking gorgeous.
Oh, was he there that without
his
wife?
He's the same guy that wanted to have a threesome with me and Lorraine.
Oh,
yeah. And we're like, no.
Yeah, that's cute.
So I saw him and I was like, oh, but I didn't have him, so I guess his wife got it.
Womp, womp.
He's really cute, and I hope he doesn't listen. I didn't say his name, so it's okay.
It's okay. Well, so, maybe if he does listen, he'll hear that and know that you want him, and then
contact me.
Yes, and then he'll throw your legs up to Jesus.
Right. No, not me. He would. He's that part.
No, of course it's always the ones that are super straight.
Right.
They want to throw their legs up mm-hmm. to Jesus.
Because when we were having our conversation, he was talking about bottom. And I go, oh, you mean me? He's like, no, I love it. And I was like, oh. Okay. Also, that same night, well, these are all three subjects I have to talk about are at the little bar.
The little bar?
The little gay bar. So I'm talking to Nick, and he has a first-time girlfriend there.
Okay.
She'd like never seen a drag queen or whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. So, you know, we're all having a good time. We're watching the drag queens and then they stop and then we're all talking. And then I turn around and I'm talking to Russ. And then all of a sudden, I feel this huge wave of cold alcohol all down my back.
Whoa.
And what happened is his friend spilt her drink on the table. My back was against the table, so it went all the way down my shirt and all the way down my ass crack and leaked down my pants.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah. I was like, thanks.
Well, time to go.
She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's okay.
Fucking straight people.
They'll fuck everything up.
You ruin everything.
They ruin everything. They even ruin gay Christmas.
Jesus.
We can't have anything because of straights. We can't have the marriage. We can't have the health insurance.
We can't be in the army. Why the fuck do we pay taxes again?
So that rich people can live. Oh, and people with 19 kids that decide they don't want to work can live.
Oh, you mean the Duggars?
No, those are freaks.
Yeah, exactly.
So then the same night as, you know, the dance music's playing after the drag queens and stuff. So just, we're going to close our eyes. Imagine like all these straight girls together. They're all dancing. And then this guy comes up and then he's all grinding on them. Well, this girl, she goes down and has a skirt on. But what she doesn't realize is that she has white panties on and there's a period stain on it. And I was like,
did you point and laugh?
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, Russ, look at that. I'm not trying to be catty, but that bitch has got blood,
you know,
on her panties.
She might be able to get away with that in a straight bar because guys are just looking to get laid, but gay men are going to judge.
Right. And we don't deal too well with the smell of iron or fish in our bar.
It's like a big bucket of chum and pennies.
Oh, ooh, that's so nasty. That is nasty. Not chum. Uncomfortable. Gross. Chum and panties. That's my favorite cologne. We'll call it Chiminis. That's all I have the rest on my list. Do you have anything
else? I have one little topic. Connor and I were in this, what shall we say, extra deep discount store over in Tampa last weekend. I won't say the name.
Why?
To protect my own classiness.
Is it Lickbots?
Perhaps.
Was it? So how did I guess that?
So anyway, I did not know this, but Paula Deen has her own line of like brownie mixes and cake mixes. And well, the first thing I see is the box of brownie mix. It's got Paula's face on it with her big goofy smile, and it's got one of those bubbles in the corner of it, and it says, just add butter.
Why didn't you take a picture of it? We could use it as album art.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. See, I'm not smart like this.
But you didn't want to be caught dead where you were, though.
I know, but yeah. Just add butter,
you know,
with her smiling face.
Had a really deep discounted store. Where would that be, Julian?
A place that makes me feel extra white trash.
Even more so than Walmart?
Yes. Yes, it
does.
That's
sad.
I know.
I'm sure there's worse.
I'm sure there is.
How about Save-A-Lot?
I don't go in that place. But right next to the store was a... I think, I forget the
name. A hairdo place?
No, it's called like the Event Central or something like that. According to Connor, it's where ethnicities go to have weddings. And this is like an old, old, old strip mall. But like this storefront is like, looks like crappy as hell, but it's just got like some bling and like a castle looking,
oh no,
like some bad place that designers
like
cut
they it. Like they or they took some extra pieces from like old Disney or something and just pasted it up there.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's hot. Can't wait to get married.
That
there
is classy with a Q.
And they get married there in a strip mall.
Yes,
this ain't Vegas.
It's Tampa.
Let's tie up all one.
Just add butter.
That big ass. Oh.
That was my foot. You? Yes.
Oh, I touched you. I have to chop off my foot now.
No, you just touched my sandal.
Oh, okay. That means you have to burn it.
I don't like these. I'll just wash them.
Julian is so proud of me.
I know. And Ricky's proud of me.
Yes. Which one should we share first? Let's just do it at the same time.
Well, no.
I'm just kidding.
Let me say mine first because mine's less of a shock than yours is. I think.
Oh, okay.
I was cooking yesterday. And I actually put two aluminum cans, or I think they're steel, but two cans in the recycling bin.
Yay! I'm so happy because, what, a week before that, I was digging through the trash and I was like, oh, fuck no. Not six soda cans when the recycling bin's just right over there, and a 2-liter bottle and a milk carton, a plastic milk, a gallon of milk. What else was in there? And I just kept digging and digging and digging and digging.
So you was digging
and
through
digging through
my trash, transient.
I forgot to tell you this.
What?
I set the recycling out Sunday night, right?
Were there transients digging through it?
Transients with cars. With trucks full of cans.
Are you shitting me?
No. And this guy had trash cans, and he must have been OCD, Joan Crawford.
Oh.
Because in each trash can, he had the brand of soda it was. So it was like an all Pepsi bag, an all Mountain Dew bag, an all Coke bag, an all Coke Zero bag.
What the fuck does that matter?
I don't know, but apparently he likes order in his homeless life. Well, not too homeless because he has a vehicle, so.
What the fuck does he do if he gets a Diet Mountain Dew Red or something? That's going to blow his shit all to pieces.
I didn't even know they made this.
Oh my God.
I don't have any more bags. But I was walking out the door and he didn't even acknowledge. I mean, he was like, well, hey. I guess at least they're getting recycled. And if somebody gets money from it, I mean, whatever.
Whatever.
You know? But do you want to tell him mine? I mean, do you want to preface it? Is that how you say it? Like my clothing?
Preface.
We all know that Ricky.
Ricky likes to dress comfortably. And when I say comfortably, it's usually whatever he pulls out of the closet and throws on.
Mm-hmm. Except for when I go to work.
Except when he goes to work. But when he's not going to work, he just grabs a t-shirt, whatever t-shirt it happens to be,
mm-hmm.
and shorts or jeans or whatever, and just throws it together and it mm-hmm. looks thrown together.
Relaxed.
Very relaxed. And that's a nice way of saying sloppy.
Right. Although I have bought nicer clothes lately.
Yes. But this shocked the shit out of me, and I will let Ricky say it.
So, I've just been doing some online shopping. Not really buying anything, just looking at stuff to see, oh, that's cute. That might fit, you know. So, I'm like, hey, Julian, come look at this jacket real quick. It's really cute. And he comes over and looks at the screen, and he's like,
Ricky's shopping at Express. You have learned something in 2 years of living with me. I'm so proud of you, my ginger bro.
That's how I've been broing it up. I'm going to Express now. Do you think Express is like an all like gay store? Do you think mostly gay guys go there?
Yeah.
Like if it wasn't for them, they would not be open, right?
Well, in the men's, all their men's stuff is gay guys.
Right.
Of course, I think most of their business comes from their women's stuff. Right. But
I saw this jacket and I was like, oh, I have to have that. And it's in my size. And Julian's like, I am so fucking proud of you right now. So we were proud of each other both. Also too. Therefore, and Sarah.
Yes. It is a new day. We have turned over a new leaf at the Foul Monkey's household.
In this living room that we record in. remember that. All right, so we're at 25 minutes. Do we have anything else to talk about?
No, I don't.
I don't think I have anything. This tomorrow, I'm going to the Scarlet Crustacean.
Red Lobster.
With Lorraine. Mm-hmm.
Oh!
The scrimp's good. Do it. Oh, the scrimp's good.
What? What? How many shrimps do I get with that?
Yeah, shrimps. Cute. It's scrimps because she's a black girl.
Well, not the real Lorraine.
No, she's ugly. At least the real Lorraine's cute.
Carl!
Gross. I don't have anything planned this weekend. And then we're doing the live show, remember, from 3 to 4 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, Standard.
Standard?
Eastern Standard Time.
Have you been visiting Boston with your Standard Time?
Yeah, I packed my car in the pack.
Been up in Chappaquiddick.
Chappaquiddick.
With Mary Jo Kopechne.
You're so stupid. just make sure you join us.
And that's why they love me.
Right.
Either that or they're scared of me.
I would say the latter. Mm. Because I am too.
No wirehangers!
How many times?
Have I told you? Never wirehangers!
I am bigger than you. I am faster than you. And I will always beat you.
It's no fair. Oh, Helga. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt.
That's like the first 5 minutes of the movie. Mm. You know it's going to be good. All right, people. So we're out of here.
We're out of here. I hope you'd enjoy our little show.
Our little show. And come back for more.
And this is Julian.
And this is Ricky. Leave us an iTunes review, please.
Or call us.
Yeah, so we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcasting Network.